Today being the 8th day of Ramadan, 1,443 years after the hijrah of the Prophet from the holy city of Mecca to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 20th April, 2021 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, our tafsir from Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmad Bello University, Zaria, continues from the 12th ayah in Surah Luqman. Ustaz Abdulmumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us, while our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Al-Kunay will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق الناس الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد الحمد لله We are under Surah of Luqman called Luqman, and we are now on the verse that is talking of Sayyidina Luqman. Before we start, there is a coincidence here today. Sheikh has said in his tariya, Akrim bi shaharil ajami, ifri la shaharil karami, akrim bi ardir harami, mawli bi khairi mursali. أقرن بيوم صار عشرين وسط نار لمن هوى الفخار وكفرة من منزل said give dignity to the month of the non-Arabs the month called April the month of the best of the creation give dignity to the day it becomes 20th of that month where the best of creation was given birth to in the land that is forbidden. Today is the birthday of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 20th of April. So we are lucky that today is the birthday of the Prophet, and today we are also talking about Sayyidina Luqman. This surah is named after this person we are going to talk about and what Allah said He gave him. Remember, Luqman is not an Arab, is not an European. He's an African. People said Luqman himself is so black. He used to be a slave. But how did he get to this position? For Allah not only to mention him in the Quran, to take a surah and name it after him. Allah is one saying, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ We gave to Luqman, the wisdom. Anashkur lillah, that be continuously grateful to Allah. Wa man yashkur, whoever is grateful or is in the state of gratitude, fa innama yashkur li nafsihi, he is being grateful for himself. ومن كفر but he that denied let him know this فإن الله غني حميد الله تبارك وتعالى is self-sufficient is praiseworthy by himself here Luqman somebody ask him you are black I used to know you to be a slave or to be a servant rearing animals how did you get to this position he said by fear of Allah and by telling the truth all the time Sheikh Ibrahim Niazi said there are two qualities anybody you see that is said to have attained something no matter how big he has attained before God apart from the prophet so there are two things that they did so that is taqwa Allah wa muraqabatihi ma al-anfas they fear Allah Allah says do this they do it abandon this they abandon it and after that continuously they are watching Allah in wherever they are Allah is seeing me Allah is seeing me that's muraqaba Allah is seeing me what I'm going to do Allah is seeing me this is it one day our Sheikh Imam Hassan he was telling some black Americans he said stop always talking you are slaves you are forget about that Allah has given you what is much more than that he has given you Islam fear Allah if you fear Allah Allah will give you dignity beyond what you don't expect because the Prophet ﷺ said there is no virtue for the white over the yellow or for the white over the black or for the red over the black or for the black over the red this is the colors of the human beings illa bi taqwa and Allah said in the Quran inna akramakum indallahi atqakum and if you go through the Quran anything you are looking for the door to it is the door of taqwa we hear here Allah say here wa laqad atayna luqman al-hikmata how did he give hikmah to luqman is it by wahy by ilham is it that he went to study it no it's from Allah directly to him the same thing Allah talked about hadir abdan min ibadina atainahu ramatan min indina wa 'allamnahu min ladunna ilma regard to hadir this is a servant of Allah he's not a prophet but Allah said we gave him mercy from us and we taught him from ourselves that he even directed a prophet to go and study from him these people are not prophets for Allah said in another place wa awhayna ila ummi musa an ardihi fa idha khifti alayhi falkihi bil yamin wa la takhafi wa la tahzani inna raduhu ilayki wa ja'iluhu min al mursalin Allah told the mother of Moses breastfeed your child if you are afraid go and keep your child and the sea nothing will happen to him he will come back to you look this is Allah saying that he talked to a woman till today there are people that Allah is still talking to but whatever Allah will tell you will not be to bring a new sharia it will not be something contradicting the sharia of Allah never but if you want to know how you can get to that position ask because Allah said in the Quran this taqwa that you are seeing wallahi it will be limited وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ Allah said, fear me. What I ask you to do, what I ask you to do, leave. He said, you will get to a stage, I'm the one who will teach you. If you are looking for paradise, Allah said, أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ It is prepared for those who fear Allah. If you are afraid of hell, Allah said, ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا Then those that fear Allah, we shall save them. If you want to know always what is correct what is wrong Allah said intattaqullaha ya'lamukum furqanan if you fear Allah Allah will show you the criterion this criterion, when you have it, anywhere you see something, immediately you have been told, you say, this is correct. You have been told, you say, this is wrong. I remember one day, the first time that the CDs, these CDs, were just coming out. That's about some 15, 20 years now. The first time CDs were coming out. And then Quran was loaded on the CD completely. Then I got it from Saudi Arabia for a friend of mine, Sleiman, Prophet Sleiman. He was not sure, can this thing go inside the toilet or not? Because Quran is inside. This CD, these things were just coming out new. And he gave advice, said, let's ask Sheikh Darabaji. When we went to Sheikh Darabaji, we said, this is something, Quran is inside. We don't know whether we can enter. He said, you can. We didn't finish our question. He said, you can. He has never seen this CD. Then when he was still saying that maybe we are not sure, I said, look, I think it's Professor Len. I said, bring your hand. He said, hear this hand. He said, I am the Hafiz of the Quran. And I'm holding your hand now. Whether you're with Najasa or not, you're not with Najasa, I can hold your hand. So the Quran does not come out until I say it. The same thing is with this CD. So, in Allah, if you fear Allah and always you are by Allah, watching Allah, Allah Himself will be the one to tell you this is what is right, this is what is wrong. If you are in a big trouble, you want to go out of it. Allah said, if you fear Allah, I'll take you out of the problem. You are looking for wealth, you don't have it. He said, وَمَنْ يَتَّكِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلَّهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. I will give you wealth from where you don't expect. If things are difficult, Allah said, وَمَنْ يَتَّكِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلَّهُ مَخْرَجًا and وَيَأْمَرِهِ يُسْرًا. Allah said, he will make his affairs easy. يَجْعَلَّهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Taqwa is the door to everything you will ever want to have. So this man, Luqman, is because of his fear of Allah that Allah elevated him to this position, that Allah gave him this hikmah. And hikmah is for what? Hafka minta. Ulema, they said, all the source of wealth is from these four words. You either get your wealth through famine, harps, or through caste. You are labor, or through miras, you inherit it, or through tijara, trading. Either you are farming, or you are a skilled labor, mechanic, this, that, or no, you inherited wealth, or it is that you are a trader. So these are the four major ways that you can get wealth, and all is in. Hikmah. And like we said yesterday, hikmah is wisdom. The Prophet was sent to us when the Basafil Umina Rasulaman whom Yablu Alehim Ayatihi, where is a key him, where you alim humul kitaba, well, hikmah. This what is? Hikmah, if you are doing what Allah asks you to do, is with wisdom that you go above others. And what is the first wisdom that Luqman was taught? وَلَكَ دَعْتَيْنَا لُكْمَاتَ الْحِكْمَةَ. What was the first thing? أَنُشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. That you should be thankful, continuously thankful to Allah. Because Allah gave you so many things before you came to the world. Where you are coming to stay in this world, He prepared it even before you came. Allah said, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ سُوَسْرَوَرْنَاكُمْ سُمَّا كُنَّا لِمَلَائِكَةِ إِسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. In another place, he said, He has brought you to this earth. وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَائِشْ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. All that you require, Allah has put on this earth before you came. Remember, for He told the angels, إِنِّي جَائِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفًا. I'm going to put on earth a khalifa, which means He has already made the earth for you. Then, وَجَعَلَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. And Allah said, He gave you the faculty of hearing, the faculty of seeing, and for you had a heart that can you can use to contemplate and take decisions, so that you can be thankful. All this He gave to you. So this is wisdom. And shukur lillah, that you have to thank Allah continuously. And look at how Allah is very merciful. Say, wa man yashkur, whoever is grateful. Innama yashkur li nafsi, he is grateful for himself. He didn't say, wa man yakfur. No, he said, wa man kafar. Whoever denies, whoever has denied, not whoever is denying. Here, whoever is being grateful, whoever is grateful. Here, not whoever denies, whoever denied. Which means he's expecting you to come back. You have denied, okay, come back. You have realized it is wrong. Inna Allah, remember, ganiyun is self-sufficient. He doesn't need anything from you. All this is He created for you, not for Himself. He's not doing anything with it. When He's asking you, fear Allah, it's for your own benefit. If you stay in the night and you make 1,000 raka, will Allah eat it? All the fasting you're fasting, what is Allah going to do with it? It's for you. Hamid. Hamid is not only praiseworthy himself, he's praiseworthy in himself. There are people when they come, it's because of the actions they do. You say, oh, this guy, this boy, what he does is praiseworthy. But when somebody is praiseworthy in himself, everything about him is praiseworthy. That's Allah. Therefore, let us learn that if Luqman al-Hakim, who is not in the Ummah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah can give him wisdom, then what do you expect of somebody who observes taqwa, who observes muraqabah, who stays steadfast by Allah in the Ummah of the Prophet? Wallahi, he will get more than Luqman al-Hakim. Because the Ummah of the Prophet is the best Ummah. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas. Whenever somebody comes and he says, I have this, I don't just start saying, no, I don't believe. If you don't believe, keep quiet. Muhammad Bakari said, I saw Salat al-Fatih written, please, Sahifatin min Nuri, in a slate of light. People say, no. Those that are walis of Allah, they quickly accepted it because they know it's possible. If you tell somebody you have a billion in the account, he has never heard of a billion, how does he believe you? He has never seen a millionaire, how does he believe you? But if you are always staying with billionaires, you know Dangote, you know Abdul Samad, you are always with them. If somebody tells you that, they send me 1 billion, you will know because you see them donating up to a billion. So that's why argument in Islam is not the issue. Read the Quran, try to understand it. Luqman is not a prophet. Allah gave him wisdom. And the first wisdom is that he should be thankful to Allah. Let us all be thankful to Allah at all times.
وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لظلم عظيم.
وإذ قال لقمان لابنه وهو يعظه يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. This Luqman al-Hakim, Allah is asking us, let us see the wisdom that Allah gave him, how did he use it? Himself, Allah told him to be grateful. Continuously, out of your being grateful is this. Where it's called Luqman al-Ibnihi, is when Luqman, he told his son, Ya Bunihi, oh my little son. Where it's called Luqman al-Ibnihi, wahuwa ya izuhu. When Luqman told to his son, when he was admonishing him, Ya Bunihi, oh my little son. La tushrik billah. Don't ever associate any partner with Allah. Inna shirka, for sure, associating anything with Allah. Inna la, لَظُلْمُ عَزِيمٌ. If you are looking for injustice, the greatest height of injustice is shirka. Zulm is for you to put something where it is not supposed to be. Anything you put in the wrong place, you have done zalimchi. Zulm is injustice. Injustice is by not giving justice to things. If you are supposed to put a round peg in a round hole and you put it in a square hole, you have done injustice. If you are a leader of a people, you are a director, you are supposed to give job to somebody, you give it to a wrong person, you have done injustice. All this injustice, if you take them and you leave them at the end, all of them will end up being shirka. Any injustice, what? You may think that, no, I'm not, this is not directly shirku. No. Take it gently. It's going to lead you to shirku. Because Allah asks you not to do injustice. كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط. كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله. This is how it came in the Quran. Allah said, always stand up for justice. Don't sit down, you see something is wrong. Some of you, when the people you take in your employment, in the government employment, if you are the one that owns the establishment, you will not take him. Then why are you taking him to government employment? Some of the things that you will not allow somebody to do to you, why do you do it to others? But here he's telling him, his son, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَزُلْمٌ عَزِيمٌ, that in all injustice, the worst is for you to associate partners with Allah. Here, Allah is telling us, it's called Luqman libnihi. Remember when he told his son, which is not his. Luqman selected the time to talk to his son. He didn't just see him coming and talk to him. He was admonishing him. When you say izza, admonishment, admonishment is on something that the person already knows, and you are reminding him about it. If not, if he doesn't know it, it will be you are limuhu, you are teaching him. You go to study something, you are supposed to be working with it. When you come and you're not working with it, then somebody that is doing wa'az will remind you. Fazakir in nafa'ati zikri. Remind if remembrance will be of benefit. So anytime you are talking of wa'az, wa'az is something as a reminder. Which means if you had a child, one of the gratitude you show to God is that this is my son, this is my daughter. You will have to find time that is a proper time, and then you admonish him. If your son comes out, he takes ball, he says he's going to the field to play ball. I say, come, I want to admonish him. Admonish you. Will he listen to you? Your son comes out, he was just trying to go to school. He said, no, I want to admonish you. Will he listen to you? You have to seek what time can you take the attention of your son, then call him. He may not even talk long. Just by holding him and said, my dear son, is enough. Because we can see here how he addressed his son. Ya Bunay. Oh, my little son. The same thing, if a son is going to talk to his father, you don't just talk to your father anyhow. We saw the opposite in Ali Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. When he saw his father was trying to make him to worship idol, like he's going to come here. And if Ibrahim did not just call his father and just, no, he looked for the time. Ya Abati. Lima ta'abudu ma'ala tasma'u. Wala yubsir wala yubni anka shi'a. Ya Abati. Inni kodja'ani minal ilmi ma'alam yatika. Fatta bini adika suratan sariya. Ya Abati. Oh my dear father. Oh my dear father. This is how he was calling his father. Always you have to show respect to your father. You father, you have to show respect to your son. And the most important thing out of wisdom to tell your son never to do is shirka. Not to look for money. But what cause you want to do? First of all, tell him to worship Allah alone. That is the only thing that will take him out in this world peacefully, and he will leave this world peacefully. So once somebody is a strategic partner with Allah, he's finished. So may Allah assist all of us. Ibn Shirka al-Zulmun Azim. The greatest, the worst, and the biggest of all evil is shirk.
ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حملته أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله في عامين أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير.
ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حملت أمه وحنا على وحن وفصاله في عامين أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير. Here, this verse now, Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, he called his son and he was telling his son what is the right of Allah, what should he do to Allah. And Allah immediately took, called his own son, called the son to Luqman. Let me also tell you about your parents. This is what we are going to see now. Always when you stand for Allah, Allah will stand for you. Man kana lillahi kana Allah lahu. Whoever stands for Allah, Allah will also stand for him. Allah, this verse, the last verse is from Luqman, this one now is from Allah. Allah said, wa wasaynal insana biwalidayhi. We have advised man with respect to his parents. Hamalathu ummuhu wahanan ala wahanin. His mother carried him in weakness upon weakness. Wa fi saluhu fi amin. And was totally responsible for all, everything that concerns his upbringing for 2 years until he weaned him. Wa sayyidina al-insan waliday hamalat ummuhu wa anan adawan wa fi saluhu fi amin. Anishkur li, that you should thank me waliwalidayka, and thank your parents, ilayya al-masir, to me finally you shall return. You can see here, Luqman called his son, was admonishing his son how he should worship Allah, how he should never accept partners with Allah. And now Allah himself called the same son now, tell him, look at this, your father, pal. Also be thankful to him after being thankful to you. Here, we are just giving the reason. We were saying that insan and waldeh. Allah said, we have advised man with respect to his parents. What advice? He did not say. But he told us why he's advising us with respect to our parents. Hamalatu ummuhu wahanan ala wahanin. Your mother carried you in weakness, in fatigue upon fatigue. Anishkurli waliwalidayka, that you should be thankful to me, Allah, and be thankful to your parents. This, it has commented in the Quran several places. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah was saying, وَإِذَا أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنْ لَا تَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Here he called it إِحْسَانًا. He just stopped it. We took commandment from people of Bani Israel that you should not worship anything other than Allah. Just like Luqman said to his son now. And with thy parents, he said, and continuously be excellent in character to them, in behavior to them. This is what he said to him. In Surah An-Nisa, Allah said, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. He said, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ, worship Allah. وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, don't associate anything whatever, no matter how small, with Allah. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and to thy parents, be excellent in character, in habit to them. This is what he said here. But in Surah Al-An'am, Allah was saying, تَعَالَوْ أَتْلُ مَا حَرَمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Again, Allah brought it here, إِحْسَانًا, that don't accept partners with Allah, but your parents, be nice. But when he came to Surah Isra, he said, وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Also again, إِحْسَانًا. You see, he has mentioned إِحْسَان, 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 إِحْسَان. Then when he came to Surah Al-Qaf, he said, وَوَسَيْنَا الْإِحْسَانَ لِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. هَمَنَتُ أُمُّهُ قُرْحًا وَوَدَعَتُ قُرْحًا. Here again, he mentioned إِحْسَانًا. Here, he did not mention anything, but in Surah Al-Kabut, he said, وَوَسَيْنَا الْإِحْسَانَ لِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا. It's only there he mentioned Husna. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ لَا تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ لِي تُشْرِكَ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. This is in Surah Al-Kabut. Here, Ihsanan is for you to continuously to try your best to be excellent in character, to be excellent to you, in this case to your parents. But Husnan is that you yourself should be excellent. If you are excellent, then nothing will come out of you except excellence. Here, Allah did not mention it because here he has told you the major reason. And he's going to tell you something else in the next verse that is following, that is showing you that he doesn't even have to mention it. All these things, we have to take our attention to it. That when Allah is saying things in the Quran, he's not repeating himself. He's taking things from one angle, from another angle, from another angle. So that if you did not get it from this angle, maybe from the other angle you will get it. That's why he said, "What a kabda rabna min nas bi hadhihi al-Quran min kulli mathal." Whichever way you want to take, whichever example you want to say, we have given it to mankind in this Quran. And again, what has come up here, shukr, and ishkuli, that is you, be grateful to Allah and to your parents. Why? Allah has what you may call forest, where a lot of possible creations want to come out. None will come out except the one that Allah has permitted to come out. Some angels will have preferred to be human beings, because being a human being means you will be able to stay with Allah in paradise. And some prophets will have loved to be part of the ummah of this prophet, of our prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Musa was asking Allah, why let me be just a Muslim in the ummah of the prophet? Because this is the greatest ummah and you are already there. So if Allah has given permission that you should come, you need a man to bring you out. This man cannot carry you. He needs to ask somebody to carry this child on the back and bring him. So in the bush, they come. They see you that you are trying to come to the world. Then your father take you. Give it to his wife. Please bring him, let's go. If on the way she starts, say, Kai, I can't continue, she throws it away. That's all. That's abortion. You didn't come out again. If on the way she was not tired but she was overwhelmed and she couldn't carry it and the child died, again, that is miscarriage. But she had to carry it because the husband gave it to her. With all that toil, the husband said, carry it for me, until finally, ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَا وَخَلَقْنَا آخَرَ. Finally, he came out as a human being. The woman that took you like that and brought you to this particular place, what else do you need? And like we used to say, when Allah gave permission for that, he gave you permission to come, you are over 100 million at that time requesting to come out. In the span of a man that he drops in the womb of the mother, of the wife, there are over 100 million lives. And only one survived. That is you. You are given this opportunity to come to the world, to come and seek for what you will take to the hereafter. Then you come here, you are wasting your time doing nonsense. So if Allah is asking you now, be thankful to me for giving you the visa to come to the world. Thank your parents who brought you to the world. Do you now understand? That is not small work they did. That's why in Arab language, the Prophet ﷺ was saying that you and your property, all of you belong to your father. Some Ulama, they believe that there is no zakah on them until their father has left this world. The world wealth is for the father should come and take the zakah and just go and do it. Not them. Finally, you are going to go back to Allah. And when we go back to Allah, it is them, like he said in another place, like he's also going to say here, and Allah will tell us what we have been doing.
وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْكَ ثم إلي مرجعكم فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
وإن جاهداك على أن تشرك بي ما ليس لك به علم فلا تطيعهما وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفا ثم إلي وَاتَّبِي سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is now allowing, is now still continuing to tell us that He has asked us to be thankful to our parents, to be thankful to Him. They are the ones that we know before we even knew God. But what if the path they are taking us to is not the correct one? Allah said, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ. If they were to be on you, engaging you, Allah and when jahadaka, Allah and tushirkabi, if they are on you, that you should associate partners with me, fala tutihuma, don't obey them and don't follow them. But what are you going to do if you are not going to follow them? Wasahibuhuma fi dunya ma'arufa. But sahibuhuma, be still their companion in this world, in all the things that are known as good habits. Ma'aruf. Ma'aruf is what is known. Everybody knows it's good. So be with them like that. What tabi sabila man anaba ilayhi. You, what you should do, find somebody who has taken the path to me and follow him. Sabila man anaba ilayhi. The path of the one that has already taken to come to me. Thumma ilayya marji'ukum. Then finally it is to me you are going to come back to. Fa unabbiukum, and I shall inform you ma kuntum ta'malun, what you are used to have been doing. Here there is a sahabat of the Prophet ﷺ, Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas is not just the sahabat of the Prophet ﷺ, it's also the maternal uncle of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He loved his mother so much, and the mother loved him so much. And everybody knows how much he cares for his mother and how much his mother cares for him in Makkah. When Islam came, Sa'ad entered Islam, was with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The mother is a rich woman, spends a lot on his son. The son is a good boy, very obedient to the mother. When he became a Muslim, the mother sent to him that I learned you have become a Muslim. I want you to denounce Islam. So, tell my mother I will not denounce Islam. So I know what I will do. You have to denounce Islam. I will go and sit in the sun. I will not eat. I will not drink. I will not take my bath until you denounce Islam. Because she knows that the son cannot stomach or stand to see her suffering in the sun. Sa'adu said, go and tell my mother. I love her, she knows that. If she was to be in the sun and the sun was to pinch her and make her skin go bad, He doesn't take back, and lice was to go on her skin. And he was to paint. All this sad would not leave the religion of the Prophet ﷺ. It was on this that Allah now sent to Sa'd. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا وَاتَّبِي سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Go and continue to be dutiful to your parents. Be good to them in this world and be their companion. But it is to me, and follow the path of those that have turned to me. That's the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So whenever the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sees Sa'd coming, he said, خَذَا خَالِي. This is my paternal uncle, my maternal uncle coming. Let anybody show me his own maternal uncle. So the Prophet was very proud of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas because of this. So always, your parents may ask you, may do things. Some of them may say, oh, you are looking for work, or you have gotten work. I want you to go to the top. Let me take you to this person. There is something he will do for you. You will always be good. Who did something for you before you came to this world? Before you are conceived, what was done for you? Then since the time you are small, what was done for you and you became big? Whatever anybody would give you, five, because you are already what you are before he can give it to you. Let nobody deceive you that, oh, you have to do this before you can become greater. If the person is telling the truth, let him go and take an entity from the street and make him what he wants to make him. Let us see. You are already a grown up. Maybe you have a degree. Maybe you even have a PhD. Maybe you have a big job. You are only looking to, maybe you want to be a director somewhere. Somebody says, okay, you have to do some form of shirk before you can get it. And you believe him. You have common sense. Did you do all those things before you got to this position? And it's because you are not looking at what Allah has done for you. If you know that Allah has done so much for you, what Allah has not done for you, what do you want with it? This is why Allah is telling us here, وَإِنْ جَاءَكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Anywhere Allah is talking of worshipping Allah, He will pray that you should be grateful to your parents. So all of us remember that we should be grateful to our parents. One day, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he came into the mosque. He was climbing the minbar. Then he said, Ameen. After some time again, he said, Ameen. After some time again, he said, Ameen. When he came out, after he finished, he came out. The Sahaba said, oh Prophet, you are saying Ameen, Ameen. What is the Ameen for? He said, no, it's Angel Gabriel that came and he was talking to me. He said to me, whoever this month of Ramadan meets and it finishes, and Allah did not forgive him, Allah, if you put him in hell, put him far inside hell. I said, Ameen. Then he said, whoever met his two parents alive, and he could not be dutiful enough for them to make him to enter paradise, if they enter hell, put them far inside hell. I said, Ameen. Whoever your name is called, and he could not make salati up for you, Allah, if you put him in hell, put him far inside it. I said, Ameen. You see, parents are not thing to be duped. Let us be very dutiful to our parents. But we can see that Allah himself is saying that out of your gratitude to Allah for giving you a child is that you should always admonish your children. So Allah has Sayyidina Luqman has started admonishing his child. Allah has also taken the child, admonishing concerning his own parents, and Sayyidina Luqman is going to continue now to admonish his child.
Ya bunayya innaha in takum mithqala habbatin min khardalin فتكن في صخرة أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله إن الله لطيف خبير
يا بني إن تكن مثقال حبة من خردل فتكن في صخرة أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله إن الله لطيف خبير. Lukman then turned to his son. Not necessarily at the same time, he called him. Ya Abni, oh my dear son, إن تكن مثقال حبة من خردل. If there was an example of a mustard seed, فتكن في سقراتين, and it's inside a rock boulder, how is samawati, or is there open in the open firmament, how will ardi, or is there inside the earth, yati bi Allah, Allah will bring it out. Inna Allah latifun khabir. Allah is so subtle in his things and he's well informed. Here, what is the meaning of this? Sometimes you say, oh, doing this is not shirku, doing this is shirku. If you are doing something wrong, you know in your heart, first step to call back. When after or after, always ask your heart. Allah said, Alhamaha kujuraha wa taqwaha. I will send to you and have sent to you what will make your heart to know that you are on error, and what will make your heart make you to know that your heart you are on the correct path. So he's saying here, Ya Abri, in taku mithqalu habbatin min khardalin, fatakun fi sakhratin. A mustard seed is something that you can imagine, a small seed, and it's inside a rock. Allah did not say, you can see it, or he knows it. He said, Yati bihanna. How is samawati? And it's in the open there, inside the firmament. How fil ardi, or in the earth? Allah said, we'll bring it out. You, if you are told this mount of Kuina, there is a seed of mustard inside that rock, bring it out. First of all, you have to see it. Maybe you say today, they are geologists, they have equipment. With that equipment, they can be able to see it. Okay, you have seen it, bring it out. How many times? Diamond that is so big, people are trying to get to it. They have seen where it is inside the earth with their equipment, but they get to it after breaking it again. Can you bring out that mustard seed clean and neat? You have to be subtle, very careful. That's how Allah is. So whatever Allah is telling you, he's telling you with subtlety. And look at the openness of the earth there. Look at how small this earth is compared to the sun. Look at how small the solar system is compared to the galaxy. And there are so many systems that are bigger than the solar system, and we have over 200 billion in this our Milky Way galaxy. Yet Allah is saying, if something is there, if the equivalent of the mustard seed, he can bring it out. How do you now believe that in your heart, if you are doing anything not because of Allah, Allah cannot bring it out? Whatever you are doing that is not because of Allah is shirk. Anything you are doing, it is not because of Allah is shirk. Even if you take your leg out of your house, you intend to go to the market, and it's not because of Allah is shirk. Anything you will do, do it because of Allah. Anything you will not do, don't do it because of Allah. Everything you want to do, let it be because of Allah. Allah created you and said you are a slave. Who gave you authority to walk on behalf of somebody else? Let it not say you are walking on behalf of yourself. So the next advice he will tell his son is that don't do shirk. Remember that everything Allah knows about it, wherever you are, don't think anything is hidden from Allah. This is the next advice he's giving. So that his child should be in a state of muraqabah. Because not being shirku is that, okay, I'll have good intention, I'll be a good Muslim, like we recounted the other day. You make tawbah, you make istikamah, you make taqwa. But for you to know that Allah is seeing you, every minute thing you are doing, you have to be in a state of muraqabah. Inna rabbaka la bil mursal.
يا بني أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانه عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور.
يا بني أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور. سيدنا لقمان now call his son again. Ya Bunayi, oh my dear son, Aqimis Salata, establish Salah. Wa Amur Bil Ma'ruf, and always enjoying the doing of what is known to be good. Wa Anha Anil Munkar, always be deterring people from what is known as evil. Wasbir Alama Asabak, and always continuously be patient on whatever will meet you. Inna zalika, this min azmat umur, is one of the great things to put determination on. One of the great ideas that your determination should weigh on. Here, Salah is mentioned here, but no zakat. Why? Because like I told you just now, with arifina, those that are immersed in obedience to Allah, they and what they owe is for their father until their father, as long as the father is alive. Another way, this child is still a young boy, the issue of zakah is not there. There is what you call the foundations of Islam, Arkan Islam. Arkan Islam, there are how many? Five. But there is what you call Arkan Muslim, foundation of the Muslim. These ones are two. Foundation of Islam, at any point in time, all Muslims is expected that they should witness La ilaha illallah. They should establish Salah wa ikamati Salah. They should give Zakah wa ita'i Zakat wa Sawm wa Ramadan wa Hajj al-Bayt liman istata'a ilayhi sabila. These five things must be complete within Islam. In Islam, these are the five things that are the foundation. But for a Muslim, you can be in a state that you cannot give zakah. You can be in a state that you cannot fast. You can be in a state that you cannot go to Hajj. But shahadat an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadar rasulullah wa ikamat salat, this all the time you cannot be in a state that these two things you cannot do. You are not permitted at any moment in time to say, look, I cannot bear witness that La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, or I cannot pray Salah. Any condition you are in, you are supposed to pray Salah. That's why Arkan al-Muslim, Shahadat an La ilaha illallah by Iqamat Salat. And this Iqamat Salat, it has to be done correctly in Jama'ah at its proper time. And Allah has given spaces of time for you to do it. If you have a mosque where you normally do it, go there and be there at the time that you are supposed to do it. If you have no mosque and you say it anywhere, then immediately you hear that Salah has been called, then leave what you are doing and go and establish your Salah. But if in an area you are in, you know you have your mosque, you already know that this is the time, you can walk towards that time. Allah said he has his own natural disposition. We should walk towards the disposition of Allah. We should ask Allah to walk towards our disposition. You can say, oh, I'm in a meeting. I can't pray Zuhr now. Try it, maybe until evening. Why? Or you know that normally you pray Zuhr 2 o'clock. Or you pray Zuhr 1 o'clock. You have already known. Because of the importance of Salah, Allah sent Angel Gabriel to come and show the Prophet. And it was not given, this was not made compulsory and incumbent on the Prophet Salah, except when during Israel when he arrived. Everything was ordained on earth, not Salah. Salah was ordained in heaven to the Prophet. When he went to Israel, Salah was written for him. Initially 50, Sayyidina Musa was on the Prophet until he went to Allah like that, going up and down, and finally it was reduced to 5. And Allah said, this is 5. Manja bil khasnati falahu ashr amsali. Whoever brings a good deed, I will make it 10. That 5 is still 50. Because Allah's statement cannot be changed. Imam Mutawalli Sharawi, he said one day he was telling one doctor, since you know the time of Salah, don't ever miss Salah. Whatever you are planning, plan your own schedule to fit into the time of Salah. Don't say you are going to plan Salah to fit into your schedule. The man said, no, it will be difficult because sometimes I'm just in an operation and it's time for Salah. How can I do it? Imam Tawalli Sharawi, the Egyptian Mufassir, he said, what if you are feeling the need to go to the toilet? Do you go to the toilet? Salah is not a play matter. But for we, those of us that are in Tariqat Tijaniya, we don't pray behind those that don't believe that we are Muslims. But there are people that categorically come out and say we are not Muslims. So do we believe them or we believe in ourselves or we believe in Allah? It's like a Christian says he's going to pray Salah. He says he doesn't believe in your religion. Do you go and stay behind him? There are people who says they see you say La ilaha illallah. They see you sit down. They see you. The whole world knows that anybody that will stay and even hold chaplet like this is a Muslim. The whole world knows. But it is the chaplet you hold and they say you are not a Muslim. The whole world knows anybody that stay like this and raise his hand and say Allahu Akbar is a Muslim. Somebody will see you say that, make prostration, pray, and you turn back and say you are not a Muslim. And the Prophet has already warned. Man qala li ahihi ya kafir faqad ba'a biha ahadihima. Whoever says his brother and say, you kafir, he said, one of them has become a kafir. But Salah in your area, if it is 1 o'clock, it doesn't matter. If it is 1:30, it doesn't matter. If it is 2 o'clock, it doesn't matter. If it is 2:30, it doesn't matter. As long as it is with the time of Salah. Subuh, it doesn't matter the time of the time you do it, as long as it is within the time Allah prescribed. So I would say it early. Yes, there is hadith that say Salah early is more rewarding. But ulama also talked a lot on it. Imam Ahmed bin Hanbal, he said, Salah should be said immediately it is time because of this hadith. Imam Malik said, people should try to go to the mosque early because of this hadith. But Jami should not be said until people have Amen. Because it's part of having concern for your own fellow brother. So that's why here he's mentioning Salah first. Then the next thing he's mentioning is that, Ya Bunei Akimi Salata Wa Amur Bil Ma'awri. And enjoying the doing of good. Why? لَأَنْ يَهَدِيَكَ اللَّهُ رَجْلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ مِنْ حُمُرٍ نِعَمٍ. For Allah to guide one man by you is better than the whole of this world to be filled with red carpets and it's given to you. If you preach as to what is good and people follow you, you are the one that is benefiting, not them. Let me give you an example. If you are from a town, this town, then suddenly you become a big man, you are a big merchant. And you say, okay, all the young boys in the town, please bring them. Let me also teach them how to trade. And you teach them how to trade. This one you give him, look, after you know how to trade, take this, go and start your own. You take this, go and start your own. And you are doing it like that. In the next 10 years, you will have so many merchants from your town. If now you now have to do an occasion and you need money, will all these people contribute to you or they will not contribute? Who has benefited now? You. If you also did not care about them, you are the only one, you want to be an island by yourself. The day there will be a problem, you are also the one, only one to take it. This is where I want our own Muslim brothers to know our own failure. Look at the Prophet when he got to Medina, the first thing he did is to pair every muhajir with one ansar. One muhajir, one ansar. One muhajir, one ansar. He said each of them should be brothers and they will inherit each other. Initially, inheritance is from what the muhajir and ansar before it was aggregated. This Muhajir will learn from the Ansar. If he's a trader, he's trade. If he's a craftsman, he's craft. If he's a farmer or a gardener, he's farm or gardening. Or if he's keeping animals and rearing animals, how he keeps animals at house. Before 1 year, most of the Sahaba were already getting rich. Then Zakat was now enshrined. When Zakat was enshrined, the Prophet saw that some Sahabas are coming to him now with perfume. He now said he's encouraging marriage. And he gets commission. If you get married, there's commission for you. What's the commission? Half of religion is fulfilled. Take it 50%. And it's not by joke, it is that how it is. If you don't marry, the day you get married, 50% of the religion is completed. It's commissioned from the Prophet to encourage you to get married. Why is it that our rich men today, they are Muslims, they have not been able to make other people close to them rich? Who told you we cannot have 100 Dangotes in Muslims, as Muslims? We can have, and so what? If we have it, the time we are looking for Dangote to come and build this hostel, they will have built probably 10 of it. That's why Wa'amur bin Ma'aruf is for you to enjoy the doing of what you know is good, what everybody knows is good. The benefit will come back to you. One ha anil munkar, and for you to ask people to desist from what is evil. If you are doing that regularly, in around you, people are not committing zina, people are not stealing, people are not cheating. Will people rape your children? No. So you have to do it. Wasbir alama asabak. Whoever says it's going to enjoy what is good, he's going to ask him to do this from what is evil, then he should know that he's going to be faced with problem. The only way out is to have patience. And if you know that you are the one to benefit, then you be patient and be gentle in doing it. Doing all this in Nazarika mean as the umur are the major things that your effort should go into for you to establish salah, always enjoying people. If your friend is not praying salah, he's a student friend. It will not take time. Let's just go. Now we finish. By the time he gets used to it, anytime he says assalamu alaikum, he has drawn salam from Allah to the whole world, not only your own mind. So let us learn from this great man what he's teaching his children. It's like Allah is saying, your father too should be teaching you this. What tabi sabira man ana by day. If your father is not on the correct path, you have somebody who is on the correct path. The Prophet is on the correct path. Let us follow him. May Allah assist all of us. May Allah strengthen our faith. Jaya Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Announcement, please, to our students. The annual ziyara is coming up on next Sunday. Interested individuals are requested to pay the sum of 1,200 naira to the Mukadam for the transportation to and fro. Inshallah.
May Allah forgive us our sins. May Allah grant us taqwa. May Allah grant us ihsan in our work. May Allah make us to the faithful servants of Allah. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah make us to finish this Ramadan and be one of those that Allah has emancipated. May Allah grant us the love of the Prophet ﷺ. May He fill our heart with the love of the Prophet ﷺ. All the problems we are facing in this country, may Allah lift it because of this great month, because of this great Prophet ﷺ. May Allah ta'ala correct our leaders. May He put them on the correct path. May Allah grant us what we shall eat. May He grant us what we shall wear. May He grant us our transportation. May He grant us our houses that we shall live in. May Allah ta'ala reward our ulama. May He reward the Sahabas for us. May He reward the Prophet for us. May He make us to end our life in La ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق الخاتم لما سبقنا سبحانه الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره بالدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
Vous ne devez plus de 27 ans, 27 ans. Thank you, buddy. I've still not done it, but I know that.